RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, weekend review, and news in brief. We'll continue to our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with listeners' mailbag. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo calls for peace in South China Sea. Indonesia asks Asian U.S. to contribute to maintain stability in region. Now the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has called for peace in South China Sea and asked China together with Asian countries to build stability and peace in the region by reducing tensions in the South China Sea. President Jokowi said at the Asian-China Summit in Malaysia on Saturday that China is an important partner of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. The Asian-China cooperation will reach its 25th anniversary in 2016. President Jokowi, in his speech at the meeting, had emphasized two things, namely that Asian and China must be able to create stability and peace in the region, and tensions in South China Sea must be reduced, while activities that could create tensions must be halted. Negotiations of the Code of Conduct must be accelerated while the Declarations of Conduct must be implemented effectively and in its entirety. Asian and China must be able to build a new mutually beneficial economic partnerships in view of the huge economic potentials of Asian and China. President Jokowi expressed appreciations for China to become the co-sponsors of the draft East Asia Summit Statement on Enhancing Regional Maritime Cooperation that would be ratified in the 10th East Asia Summit. Indonesia has asked the Asian-U.S. partnerships to contribute to work for preserving peace and stability in the Asian region, especially in the South China Sea. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said at the 3rd Asian-U.S. Summit at Kuala Lumpur Convention Center on Saturday. He said the strategic Asian-U.S. partnership that has evolved for almost 40 years now has showed how strong the relation between the two sides had been. In this regard, President Joko Widodo also emphasized the need for increasing cooperation on ways to handle climate change. President Joko Widodo also viewed that the COP21 in Paris must be successful besides prioritizations of the commitments of each country. In connection with the issue of illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing, President Joko Widodo said he hoped the Asian-U.S. partnership could also be directed to eradicating IUU fishing. The 3rd Asian-U.S. Summit was attended by U.S. President Barack Obama, Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Abdul Razak, as chairman of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, and heads of states and governments of Asian member countries. Indonesia is promoting a number of halal tour packages and destinations to Malaysia in a media conference entitled Indonesia Tourism Insight, Policy and Strategy at Grand Season Hotel Kuala Lumpur just recently. Head of Legal and Public Communication Unit of the Tourism Ministry, Iqbal Alamsyah, said in a written press release that Indonesian government has prepared 3 destinations as a pilot halal tourism destination. The 3 locations are Aceh Province, West Sumatra Province, and West Nusa Tenggara Province. These locations are Muslim-friendly destinations. Lombok, a popular tourist spot in West Nusa Tenggara Province, had recently awarded as the world's best halal tourism destination at the 2015 World Halal Travel Summit in Dubai. Lombok, also known as the City of Thousand Mosques, is also crowned as the world's best halal honeymoon destination. Malaysia, a country with large Muslim population, is a strategic market to promote halal tourism. Iqbal said that number of Malaysian tourists visiting Indonesia continue to increase. It is predicted that the growth will reach 9.26% in 2016. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Nearly 500 ancient masks from various regions across Indonesia are being displayed as part of the Power of Topeng exhibitions held from November 20 to 29 at Sono Budoyo Museum in Yogyakarta. The topeng, or masks, are expected to serve as an entry point for visitors to observe the local culture of a respective region. A curator for the exhibition, Iwayan Danu, as reported by the Jakarta Post on Saturday, explained that at least 400 of the displayed topeng were special masks sourced from different regions throughout the archipelago, while at least 90 others were part of the private collection of the Sono Budoyo Museum. Danu said that historically, apart from being works of art, topeng were also a major part of religious rituals. In religious rituals, topeng, according to Danu, were originally used to pull and to communicate with spirits and supernatural powers. They were later preserved and modified in line with the development of the traditions and rituals of every age. Yogyakarta Culture Agency head Umar Priyono expressed hope that the exhibitions would help share an insight into the development of topeng, both as works as art and as instruments in religious rituals. The exhibitions, he said, was also aimed at introducing the historical and cultural value of topeng to the general public. That was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Welcome back to news from across the country, presenting several interesting information of the week from Indonesia. Stay tuned. Let's begin with this week's news from across the country with an event in Deli Serdang Regency, North Sumatra. Indonesian Navy planted 10,000 mangrove seeds around the Cermin Beach or Pantai Cermin, Deli Serdang Regency, including social activities for the residents around the beach. Navy Military Headquarters Commander First Admiral Judo Margono at Labu Beach on Monday said those activities are parts of the 2015 Indonesian Fleet Day commemoration. The activity includes 10,000 mangrove seed plantation, free eye, teeth, and skin treatment, 1,000 children circumcision, family planning service, and houses of worship in Bagan Serdang Village Labuan Bajo renovation. Yudo explained the region was chosen because it is a coastal area, which is the mainstay of maritime power. The next news comes from Cibinong, West Java. Indonesian Science Institute is developing alpha-2A interferon protein that is useful for cancer therapy, also B and C hepatitis. This is a good news for the country that until now depends on the expensive imported interferon. Deputy Head of Therapeutic and Vaccine Protein Laboratory of LIPI Biotechnology Research Center, Ratih Asmana Ningrum, in Cibinong, West Java on Thursday said, Indonesia is yet to produce interferon, which is not good for national patients. For instance, for the B and C hepatitis treatment, the interferon intake can be 3 times in a week for 24 until 48 weeks, with 2.5 million rupiahs worth per shot. Therefore, LIPI researchers are striving to develop the alpha-2A interferon protein. Even the Science Institute will increase the efficacy of the protein and modify it to reduce the intake frequency. However, Ratih cannot guarantee when the research finished and can be distributed to people. The last event came from Yogyakarta. Pandowo Harjo Village, Sleman District, Yogyakarta was chosen to host the 9th Ngayogya Jazz began on Saturday, November the 21st. This year, Ngayogya Jazz was themed Bhinneka Tunggal Jazznya or One Jazz in Diversity. Jadu Ferianto, the event initiator on Thursday, said the theme came from Bhinneka Tunggal Ika philosophy or unity in diversity, meaning the diversity that is united by jazz music. In Ngayogya Jazz event, there were stages named after the five Pandawa characters, including Puntadewa, Janaka, Verkudara, Nakula, and Sadewa. Several musicians performed in the Ngayogya Jazz, including Tri Utami and Kua Etnika, Eski, E.F., Syahrani, and Queen Fireworks, Indo Harjo Dikoro, and Friends and Yuri Jo Collective. Well, that was news from across the country. Until next week with more information from across Indonesia.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from the state in the past as recorded in history. Let's start with 1943. Lebanon gains independence from France. Lebanon is a country in Western Asia. It is bordered by Syria to the north and east and Israel to the south. The region was under the rule of the Ottoman Empire from 1516 to 1918. Following the collapse of the empire after World War I, the five provinces that constitute modern Lebanon were mandated to France. The French expanded the borders of Mount Lebanon Governorate, which was mostly populated by Maronites and Druze, to include more Muslims. Lebanon gained independence in 1943, establishing a unique political system, confessionalism, that is a power-sharing mechanism based on religious communities. Bekara el-Khoury, independent Lebanon's first president, Riyad el-Sulh, Lebanon's first prime minister, and Emir Majid Arshian, Lebanon's first minister of defense, are considered the founders of the modern Republic of Lebanon and are national heroes for having led the country's independence. Foreign troops withdrew completely from Lebanon in December 1946. Over now to 1963, President John Kennedy is assassinated. John Fitzgerald Kennedy, the 35th President of the United States, was assassinated on Friday, November 22, 1963, in Dealey Plaza, Dallas, Texas. Kennedy was fatally shot by Lee Harvey Oswald while traveling with his wife Jacqueline, Texas Governor John Connally, and Connally's wife Nellie, in a presidential motorcade. A 10-month investigation from November 1963 to September 1964 by the Warren Commission concluded that Oswald acted alone in shooting Kennedy and that Jack Ruby also acted alone when he killed Oswald before he could stand trial. And the last item is from 2011, Southeast Asian Games close. The 2011 SEA Games, officially known as the 26th Southeast Asian Games, was a multi-sport event held in Jakarta and Palembang, Indonesia, from November 11 to 22, 2011, with 545 events in 44 sports and disciplines featured in the Games. It was Indonesia's fourth time to host the Southeast Asian Games since 1997. Parallel to the Southeast Asian Games, the 2011 ASEAN Para Games for physically disabled athletes began 2 weeks after the 2011 Southeast Asian Games ended, with a competition held in Surakarta or Solo in Central Java, Indonesia. The capital city of Jakarta has been the host of Southeast Asian Games for three times, namely in 1979, 1987, and 1997. Palembang is the third SEA Games host city that is not the national capital after Chiang Mai in 1995 and Nakhon Ratchasima in 2007 in Thailand. The final medal tally was led by the host Indonesia, followed by Thailand and Vietnam. Several games, Asian and national records, were broken during the games. Though there were several controversies, the games were deemed generally successful with its promotion for conservative efforts on endangered fauna species, namely the Komodo dragon, through the mascot and with the rising standard of competition amongst the Southeast Asian nations. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History. a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Welcome back to Highlights of the Week. This week's edition features the news and death sentence moratorium. Stay tuned. Indonesian government had implemented the death sentence policy for drug dealers. However, for a while, such policy will not be implemented. Now the government is focusing on economic improvement. This was conveyed by Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan. During his visit to Australia, he met with the Attorney General of Australia. In Sydney, Minister Luhut joined a forum on terrorism financing eradication. In a press conference at his office on Thursday, Minister Luhut said Australian government respects all policies of Indonesia and will not interfere. Regarding to the news, Institute for Criminal Justice Reform appreciated government's policy that stopped death execution for a while. Nevertheless, the moratorium is expected not merely about economy only, but also the inmates' right to live. The Institute asked the government not to announce the moratorium only, but also issue clemency for the death row inmates. This is necessary in order to free the death row inmates from the dependence on whether the government execute them or not. The moratorium policy must also be implemented by stopping the whole attempts of the Attorney General Office to execute the death row inmates. Also, the Institute urged the Supreme Court to revoke the circular letter on the judicial review limitation so that the death row inmates can use their right to file cessation. However, the Attorney General Office denied the news on death sentence moratorium. Attorney General Prasetyo said, so far there is no decision on the moratorium. The government is prioritizing economic improvement. Related on law enforcement, the Attorney General added, thus for now, death sentence is just not a priority, not a moratorium. Well, that was highlight of the week.
Welcome back, listener. Here is news in brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has called for peace in South China Sea and asked China together with Asian countries to build stability and peace in the region by reducing tensions in the South China Sea. Indonesia has asked the Asian-US partnerships to contribute to work for preserving peace and stability in the Asian region, especially in the South China Sea. Indonesia is promoting a number of halal tour packages and destination to Malaysia in a media conference entitled Indonesia Tourism Insight, Policy and Strategy at the Grand Season Hotel Kuala Lumpur just recently. Nearly 500 ancient masks from various regions across Indonesia are being displayed as part of the Power of Topeng exhibition held from November 20 to 29 at Sono Budoyo Museum in Yogyakarta. Listener, that was News in Brief over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, at en.voi.co.id.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, to the frequencies of 95.25 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a segment which introduces Indonesia's tourism potentials, including tourist destinations, art and culture, also culinary. Today, I'll invite you to sample a special dessert or beverage from Ponorogo, East Java called Iced Dawet Jabung. So stay tuned. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program via live streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Thank you.
Ponorogo, a small town in East Java, has a distinctive beverage or maybe a kind of dessert called es dawet jabung, which is very suitable in hot days. Ice dawet jabung derived the name from Jabung Village, District Miarak, Ponorogo, East Java Province, which is located approximately 7 kilometers south of the town of Ponorogo. This place has become a sales center for ice dawet jabung. Ice dawet jabung is pretty unique. It's a blend of ice cubes, sugar, tasty coconut, milk, fermented sticky rice, and cendol. It is really delicious and guaranteed is able to quench your thirst, especially in the scorching heat, as what is happening in most areas in Indonesia lately. Ice dawet jabung is made from palm sugar, sago flour, which is then formed into dawet or cendol, which is small, 2.5 centimeters oval size. It uses only natural ingredients with no dyes. Other ingredients needed to make ice dawet jabung, among others, sago palm flour, white rice flour, water, salt, sugar, and cooking oil. As for preparation, mix all the ingredients until blended. If necessary, strain the flour so that no clot. Then boil over low heat, stir until thickened. Then prepare a bowl of ice water. Cook cendol batter, then is poured into a mold like most potato mold. Press it so that the dough comes out of the small holes in the mold into the ice water earlier. Let cendol submerge and harden in cold water for a while, and then it can be used to make ice dawet jabung. In the presentation, dawet jabung is added with some fermented sticky rice, then pour some savory coconut milk and liquid brown sugar, last with small pieces of jackfruit. The ice dawet jabung is ready to be served. It is said ice dawet jabung has something to do with the famous legend in Ponorogo, Warok Suramenggolo, who was known for his incomparable magic. According to the story, one day Warok Suramenggolo was involved in a great fight against Jim Klinting Mungil, master of the Dioka, who owned Aji Dawet Upas Mantra or spell. Reportedly, this spell was concocted with human ice. Warok Suramenggolo's body suffered burns from the spell and he fainted immediately. But he was helped by a cowherd named Ki Jabung. After being poured with some dawet or cendol made by Ki Jabung, the injuries suffered by Warok Suramenggolo was instantly cured. Even in the next fight, Warok Suramenggolo could beat Jim Klinting Mungil. As an expression of gratitude, Warok Suramenggolo said that the rural communities in Jabung will prosper through selling dawet, and now almost all the villagers in Jabung sell dawet or cendol. Besides having a very distinctive taste, ice dawet jabung is also unique because the sellers are generally women, hawking around the wares with a barrel-shaped container and a large spoon called siwur. This siwur is to scoop dawet out of the barrel, and interestingly, the handle of this siwur is carved with a puppet image. It's not knowing the origin of why this siwur must have such appearance. However, in Ponorogo, most sellers hawk their ice dawet to farmers who would enjoy it while resting under a tree. And that was another interesting view too. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today. I'm Anatri Jayakasi.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is Radio Wood Service Voice of Indonesia with Miss Leni, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and tradition, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be discussing superior tomato seed variety developed by Bogor Institute of Agriculture. So stay tuned in RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. Tomato is a plant once mostly found in Central and South America, then spread to various regions of the world. While in Indonesia, West Java is one of the largest horticultural crop-producing provinces, and one of them was tomato plant. Tomato cultivation in Indonesia continues to increase. This is due to the increased requirements of this crop. Central Statistics Agency's BPS said, total national tomato production has increased steadily with production centers in Java. This is an opportunity for growers to make tomato cultivation in order to meet people's needs. Researchers of Bogor Agricultural University or IPB developed Tora tomato, which is superior open-pollinated tomato varieties or non-hybrid with quality like hybrid tomatoes, that is seeds developed by crossing to parents. Professor Muhammad Syukur, one of Tora tomato varieties breeders team of the Department of Agronomy and Horticulture Faculty of Agriculture, said tomato varieties is non-hybrid that have the potential outcomes like hybrid varieties. He explained tomato plants propagated through seeds. Nevertheless, the resulting tomato varieties can be a hybrid tomato. According to Professor Syukur, non-hybrid varieties have several advantages. For instance, producing seed does not cost so high, so the price of the seed is relatively inexpensive. Another advantage, it can adapt in the lowlands, have a very large fruit size or larger than Ratna tomatoes. Moreover, Tora tomato has greater productivity or weight of fruit per hectare than the comparison variety Intan tomato. It is hoped the presence of Tora tomato seedlings could help farmers improve the quality of their crops. Well, that was Miss Leni over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, which informed you about developed superior tomato variety.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Well, listener, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. And now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Edi Prabowo in Indonesia. He was listening to our broadcast through frequency of 9525 kHz in English at 18700 hours to 183900 hours UTC on October 11, 2015, and the SIN code was 43333. In his email, Mr. Edi Prabowo said that A quite strong signal strength with some problems came from propagation and noises that makes the sound wavy and noisy. And also there is interference from other station. Hello, Eddie Prabowo. Thank you very much for your appreciation and attention on our broadcast. And we also very thankful for your reception report, which is very detailed. We will deliver your complaint to our technical division. And hopefully for the next future, you will hear or listen to our radio clearly. As your request, we'll send you our QSL card as soon as possible. So please be patient to wait for it, okay? Well, Mr. Eddie Prabowo, keep listening and sending your reception reports to our radio. And special for you and also our regular listeners, we will play a beautiful Indonesian song.
Katakan bila umurku ada, waktuku panjang, ku simpan satu harapan. Harapan bisa membalas semua kebahagiaan dari yang tercinta. Aku keraskan hati melawan lemah ini. Cukup sudahlah, cukup, tak mau ku berlama di dalam sedih. Kan ku
I'm not afraid to die.
Listener, now we will reply an email from Dr. Avinash Chikhot, PhD in the United Arab Emirates. He was listening through frequency of 9525 kHz in English on September 22, 2015 and October 2, 2015 through frequency of 17670 kHz. Hello, Dr. Avinash Chikhot. How are you? Thank you very much for always being a regular listener. And also, thank you very much for your compliment. And if you miss your favorite segment, Indonesian Wonder, you can visit our website, www.voa.co.id, and you can just click Indonesian Wonder. You can find all scripts and audios of Indonesian Wonder. Dr. Avinash Chikhot, we are really sorry that for this moment we cannot fulfill your request, and maybe next time we can provide it. Dr. Avinash Chikhot, we are waiting for your next email and reception report. Thank you very much. And listener, before we continue, we will play another beautiful song for you and also for other regular listener wherever you are. Enjoy the song.
Mungkinkah kau kan kembali semua waktuku dan kuhabiskan sedih yang tersisa di dalam hatiku. Namun satu yang ku tahu pasti, walau semua telah terjadi dan telah usai, tetap dirimu kan selalu ada di dalam hatiku. Kan ku kenal hari sayangku.
Well, listener, you are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday, and we continue to reply an email from Tran Han Chin in Vietnam. In his email, which was received on September 27, 2015, Tran Han Chin asked to be a member of Voice of Indonesia. Hello, Tran Han Chin. Thank you very much for your attention and also your appreciation on our broadcast. We really welcome you to be our listeners member. And as our appreciation to you, we will send you our QSL card to your home. And please be patient to wait for it. Thank you very much. And special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Let's check it out.
Setiap nafas yang dihembus, setiap deguban jantung, aku selalu memikirkanmu. Dalam sadar dibuai angan, dalam tidur dan hayalan, aku selalu memikirkanmu. Ternyata ku perlukan cinta dari dirimu, sayang, barulah terasa ku bernyawa. Selamanya dikala penuh ketakutan dengan badai kehidupan, ku bersyukur adanya kamu. Asal masih adanya kamu, ternyata ku perlukan cinta dari dirimu.
Listener, unfortunately, we have to sign off, and we appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. So please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, PO Box 1157, Jakarta, 10110, Indonesia. I repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, PO Box 1157, Jakarta, 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to info@voi.co.id, info@voi.co.id, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or you can also follow our Twitter @voi_indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_indonesia, voice_of_indonesia. And in addition to our one-hour program, we also have our internet program. Every day, 24 hours, you can listen to it via streaming at english.rriworldservice.com, at english.rriworldservice.com. And listener, to conclude listeners' mailbag for this week, we will play another beautiful song. I'm Ania Sana. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Bye-bye.
Berdiri dan menanti kekasih hatiku yang sangat aku cintai. Lah aku bawakan sepucuk bunga mawar yang indah, persembahan rasa cintaku pada dirinya. Waktu pun berjalan dan dia tak juga kunjung datang. Risau perasaan hatiku, apakah yang telah terjadi? Dan aku mulai bertanya dalam hatiku sendiri, sudahkah dia tidak mencintai aku? Atau mungkin hanya waktu yang tak izinkan untuk jumpa? Sungguh aku ingin tahu jawabannya. Pergi tinggalkan tempat itu dengan perasaan hatiku pun yang tak menentu. Dan mungkin esok hari kau kan tepati janjimu, dan biarlah ku simpan saja rasa kecewaku. Hari pun berganti, aku latih untuk menanti. Risau perasaan hatiku, apakah yang telah terjadi? Dan aku mulai bertanya dalam hatiku sendiri, sudahkah dia tidak mencintai aku? Atau mungkin hanya waktu yang tak izinkan untuk jumpa? Sungguh aku ingin tahu jawabannya. Datanglah tuai kekasihku, oh, datanglah tuai.
bagai pujaan hati. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Dan aku mulai bertanya dalam hatiku sendiri, sudahkah dia tidak mencintai aku? Atau mungkin hanya waktu yang tak izinkan untuk jumpa? Sungguh aku ingin tahu jawabannya.
Ku tahu yang kau simpan, tapi tak pernah jujur. Haruskah ku dapat buktinya? Kamu tak pernah bisa setia. Apalagi yang kurang, apalagi yang dicari. Aku selalu harus mengalah hanya untuk jadi yang salah. Dengar saya, aku bukan patung yang tak bernyawa. Bisa diam, bisa juga tak peduli. Ku bisa sakit hati, tinggalkan. Cari saja yang bisa mengertimu. Menerima semua cara-caramu. Lepaskan aku. Aku selalu harus mengalah hanya untuk jadi yang salah.
Menerima semua cara-cara. lepaskan aku. Aku tak bisa.
Voice of Indonesia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.